Title: Field Recordings for Atmospheres Masterclass with Resampling Only Advanced. All right, welcome in. This is an advanced Ableton Live lesson for drum and bass atmosphere design using field recordings, and we're doing it resampling only. That means we're not building some giant device chain and leaving it live forever. We're going to process, print it, process the print, print again, and keep climbing that ladder until the audio becomes its own designed instrument. The goal here is simple. Take something like rain on a window, a train station, traffic room tone, industrial machinery, a hallway ambience and turn it into a rolling, cinematic, expensive-sounding DNB atmosphere bed that supports a drop without flattening your drums and bass. And when you do this right, you don't just get one long background wash. You also get a texture kit, one-shots, swells, little hits, and transition tools that are all genetically linked to the same source. That's how tracks feel cohesive. Let's set the session up fast. Set your tempo to around 172 to 176 BPM. Set a 64-bar loop so we've got enough runway for slow movement. And for warping, start with Complex or Complex Pro on any audio you're stretching a lot. We'll change this later. Now make a simple track layout. One audio track called Field RAW. Then three or four audio tracks called ATM Print 1, ATM Print 2, and ATM Print Final. And optionally, a drums reference track. Just a basic break and snare is enough. Keep it quiet. The reason is, atmosphere design in solo will trick you. You'll make something that sounds huge, then the moment drums come in, your snare gets smaller and your drop loses punch. So we'll do quick reality checks. Now step 1. Choose the recording. Drop your field recording onto Field RAW. For DNB, train stations are insane, because you get metal, air pressure, distant announcements, and all that unstable energy. Rain and wind gives you constant motion. Industrial fans and machinery gives you instant darkness and tension. Even plain room tone plus distant traffic can become glue. Trim it to a clean section, maybe 20 to 60 seconds. Ideally, it has a steady bed plus a few little events in it. Warp it. Set the start to 1.1.1, but don't overstretch yet. If it's stereo and kind of chaotic, that's fine. We'll control width later. Now step 2. Build your first sculpting chain. This is not the make it amazing chain. This is the make it useful chain. First, EQ 8. High pass it. Non-negotiable. Start somewhere between 120 and 250 Hz. 24 dB slope. The bass in DNB lives down there, and field recordings love to hide rumble that eats your headroom. Then listen. For boxiness, around 250 to 500 and gently dip if needed. If it's harsh, a small notch around 2 to 4K can calm it. Next, auto filter. Set it to a low pass, 12 dB. Put the cutoff somewhere like 6 to 12K. Then add a tiny bit of envelope so it breathes. And put an LFO on it, super slow, like 0.03 to 0.08 Hz. The point is macro motion. Slow weather. If you want stereo movement, set the phase so left and right are doing the exact same thing. Then add hybrid reverb or regular reverb. Use pre-delay around 15 to 35 milliseconds so it doesn't instantly smear the front of the sound. Decay can be long, like 3 to 8 seconds, but filter the reverb. Low cut the reverb around 200 to 400 Hz, high cut around 6 to 10K. Keep the wet fairly conservative, maybe 15 to 35%. We're printing this, so we can always get more dramatic later. Then grain delay, subtle. Dry wet around 5 to 15%. Set the frequency somewhere that makes it whisper, often 1.5 to 4K. Random pitch around 0.15 to 0.35. And time like 10 to 30 milliseconds. This gives texture without turning it into obvious glitch. Then saturator, gentle, soft sign or analog clip. Drive maybe 1 to 4 dB, and trim the output so you're not just getting louder. Then utility for width control. Start around 80 to 120% width. If it's facey, pull it down to 60 to 90. And quick coaching note. Every once in a while, set width to 0% for a mono check. If it suddenly sounds better in mono, your stereo information is doing too much fake loudness. That's a sign to rebuild width later in safer bands. Cool, that's the sculpt. Now step 3. Resample pass 1. Arm ATM print 1. Set its input to resampling. Solo field RAW so you're only printing that. Hit record and capture 20 to 60 seconds, or capture the full 64-bar loop if you want a long evolving piece. Teacher note, this print is a commitment point. Once it's printed, disable the devices on Field RAW or even turn the track off. This is how you avoid the one more tweak spiral. Think like a mix engineer. Raw becomes sculpt. You've delivered a new file. Now step 4. movement design on the printed audio. Go to the clip-on ATM print 1. Start by pitching it down. Try -3 to -7 semitones. DNB atmospheres love weight, but we're not keeping the low end. We're keeping the shadow of weight. Now switch warp modes. Texture mode is your friend for smeary, unreal stretching. Dart grain size around 80 to 180, flux around 10 to 30. Or if it's tonal and you want it stable, use Complex Pro. Now automate slow changes. In arrangement view, automate transpose gradually like -2 down to -5 over 32 bars. Or automate grain size so density evolves. The secret is that drums move fast, atmos moves slow. That contrast is where expensive comes from. Now step 5, add character and that air pressure feeling. On ATM print 1, after the clip, add frequency shifter. Try ring mod mode first. Set fine to something small like 10 to 40 Hz. This tiny modulation creates metallic dread without sounding like a synth. Add a super slow LFO. Again 0.02 to 0.06 Hz. Low amount. You're not trying to wobble it like a special effect. You want instability that you feel more than you hear. Optionally add corpus. Low wet, like 5 to 15%. Move the tune until something creepy starts to sing. This is how you get tonal ghosts from a field recording without adding a pad. Then EQ again. If the frequency shifter or corpus creates nasty spikes, tame them. Tilt darker if it's getting too bright. Then a compressor. Not for loudness, just steadiness. Ratio around 2 to 1. Attack 20 to 40 ms, release 120 to 250 ms. Aim for only 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Now print again. Arm ATM print 2, set it to resampling, solo ATM print 1, and record. Now you've got a new deliverable, motion and character baked in. Now step 6, build call and response layers. This is where your atmosphere stops being a loop and starts being arranged. Duplicate ATM print 2 into a couple tracks. Name them something like ATM REV, ATM hits, and ATM swell. First, reverse swells. Take a section, reverse the clip, add a fade-in so it blooms. Then add echo, time 1/8 or 1/4, feedback 20 to 45%. Filter it, cut lows below 300, highs above 8 to 10k. Now resample, short 1 to 2 bar swells into ATM print final or into a dedicated toolbox print. These become your transition punctuation. Second, atmosphere hits. Hunt inside the recording for tiny transients, a door clack, a metal tick, a distant horn, anything that feels like a moment. Chop very short one shots. Add redux gently, downsample maybe 2 to 8, dry wet 5 to 15%. Add short reverb, decay 0.6 to 1.2 seconds, pre-delay 5 to 15 ms. Print them. Now you've got space punctuation that matches your bed. Third, subtle rhythmic gating without sidechain. We're doing resampling only, but we can still make the air move on the grid. Put auto pan on ATM swell. Set phase to 0 degrees so it acts like tremolo, not panning. Rate to 1/4 or 1/8, amount 40 to 80% depending how obvious you want it. Now resample that so the groove is baked in. Under a rolling break, this makes the room breathe with the drums without sounding like sidechain pumping. Quick advanced variation if you want. Dual rate motion printing. Put auto filter with a very slow LFO, like 0.01 to 0.03 Hz, then autopan tremolo at 1/16 with a low amount like 10 to 25%. Resample, you get cinematic macro evolution plus micro propulsion in one file. Now step 7, arrange like a real DNB track. Here's a practical template. Intro, 16 to 32 bars, atmosphere only, maybe distant impacts. Wide, filtered, mysterious. Build, 16 bars, bring in more mid-range detail, and drop reverse swells into transitions every 4 bars. Drop, 32 to 64 bars, the atmosphere must get out of the way. Darker, lower level, narrower stereo, more high pass, less reverb wet. Break, 16 to 32, width comes back, tails come back, introduce a new event like a resampled hit or tonal ghost. Second drop, alternate different prints every 8 bars so it evolves without adding new musical parts. Coaching tip, decide your transition punctuation map ahead of time. Like, short reverse swell at bar 8, 16, 24, 32. Bigger air suction tail at bar 15 and 31. One tiny tonal ghost at the end of a phrase. That one decision makes your atmos sound composed instead of looped. Now how do we keep the drop clean? Automate utility width during the drop. Something like 120% down to 70 or 90. Automate your high pass higher during the drop too. Like 120 Hz up to 200, even 350 depending how busy your bass and kick are. and pull reverb width down a touch. Your snare will thank you. Also do the mono safety check. Set utility width to zero on the atmosphere during the drop. If it collapses and feels wrong, your atmosphere is relying on facey stereo to feel big. That's dangerous. Rebuild it so the mid-channel still tells the story. Optional but super effective, band split widening. Duplicate your printed atmosphere into three rolls. A low mid layer that's mostly mono, say 200 to 800 Hz band passed, width 0 to 50. A mid layer, 800 Hz to 4K, width around 80 to 110. An air layer, 4K and up, width 130 to 170 but very quiet. Then resample them back to one stem. Now it's wide where it's safe, and solid where it matters. Now step 8. Final print and glue. Once you're happy with your arrangement, solo all atmosphere tracks and resample into ATM print final. Now you have one clean stem. On ATM print final, do light control. EQ8, high pass around 150 to 300. If the snare snap is gang masked, a small dip around 3K can create space. Then glue compressor. Ratio 2 to 1, attack 10 ms, release auto, just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. Then utility width to taste, often 80 to 110 in the drop is enough. Now, common mistakes to avoid quickly. Too much low end, rumble kills headroom, high pass early and often. Over widening, sounds cool solo, ruins the drop. Automate width, and keep it controlled. Reverb washing everything, long tails without filtering equals fog. Filter your verb, no narrative. A static loop is dead. You need events and section-based behavior. Not committing. If you never print, you never finish. Print ladder mentality. And here's a final pro trick for that late 90s jungle sampled grit. Do a degrade pass. Print a clean bed, then add redux, gentle saturation, and band limit with EQ, then print again. Then stretch slightly in texture mode and print a third time. Each print bakes artifacts differently, and the compound result feels actually sampled. Not just plugined. Alright, your mini exercise is, 1 recording, build chain A, print, warp to texture, grain size around 120, flux around 20, transpose minus 5, add chain B with ring mod, print, then extract 2 reverse swells, 4 hits, 1 gated loop, arrange 16 intro, 16 build with swells every 4, 32 drop with narrower width and higher high pass, then print the final stem, when you're done. You should have one atmosphere stem you can drop into a track instantly, plus a small one-shot folder that matches it perfectly. If you tell me what your field recording is and whether you're aiming for liquid, roller, neuro-ish, or jungle, I can suggest a tight 5-print ladder with specific device moves for that exact source.